I'm Rick Steves. This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're speaking with Carolina Miranda. She's the lead author of The Lonely Planet Guidebook to Peru. As an aficionado of Machu Picchu and Peruvian culture, do you think taking the trouble to hike the Inca Trail enriches the Machu Picchu experience, or are you better off just getting there quick and easy?
Well, obviously, it depends on your taste as a traveler. What I always advise people who are really interested in the history, in the architecture, in the greater context of a place like Machu Picchu, because Machu Picchu is just one destination in this entire empire, is to absolutely do the Inca Trail, because you then realize that it wasn't just one thing the Incas built. They built an entire civilization. And that's really what that hike allows you to do, is just kind of absorb the level of magnificence of this empire. It's about 26 miles, which doesn't sound like a lot when you look at it on paper, but you're going up and down mountains, and so it generally takes 3 to 4 days with altitudes of as high as 14,000 feet.
14,000 feet. So I would imagine some tourists can get in over their head here. Do people actually get in trouble trying to hike this 26-mile trail?
I think when people book this trip, there's always a great deal of advice about acclimating first, that when you land in Cusco, stay for a few days, get used to the altitude. Cusco's at a little bit over 11,000 feet, so it allows you to rest, allow the heart to start pumping all the blood it needs to pump. People do get sick, and altitude sickness involves sickness to the stomach and dizziness and a lightheadedness. It's not pleasant. But I think on the part of the operators, there is a great deal of concern to make sure that the people who do make that journey are in the condition to make it.
It was an extremely religious society, wasn't it?
Yes.
Judging from what we have left, all the artifacts.
Exactly. And in fact, there was a real worship of ancestors. There was a worship of the sun and the mountains. A lot of natural facets were considered to have godly traits. So even to this day, the descendants of the Incas, the Quechua people, tend to regard the mountains as living embodiments of living objects. And the emperor himself was considered an embodiment of supernatural power, you know, much the way a European king, divine right of kings, you know, these were direct appointments of God. It was the same thing. These were very sort of godly, holy figures.